Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Strategically, we deploy testing in the most dense areas. Where do we set up the drive-thrus, etc.? Why? Because we're hunting positives. We're hunting positives so we can isolate them and reduce the spread. You're more likely to get positives in high positive areas.
It totally emphasizes the need to do what we're doing in developing a vaccine, testing it quickly, and trying to get it ready so that we'll have a vaccine available for that next cycle. In addition, to do the randomized controlled trials of drugs so that we will have a menu of drugs that we have shown to be effective and shown to be safe. Because I know we'll be successful in putting this down now, but we really need to be prepared for another cycle.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, say it ain't so, but yes, he's warning again of another cycle of this. We're not even through the first cycle. Before that, you heard Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, and so it goes. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, we're rolling in different directions, but I hope we're all staying home and staying safe. Social distancing is not a thought. It's a threat if you don't do it. And it's very strange that we're fighting something we can't see. It's happened before in history, SARS, MERS, and we know the Spanish flu. My great-grandmother died in Philadelphia because they didn't pay attention. They had a big parade and lots of people got sick because they thought they were invincible. She was super, super young and had two young children, and really they thought they were okay, that they were healthy, and they weren't. And I know other people who lost relatives in other pandemics, and we've had those conversations. Now somebody, I'm telling you, now when somebody coughs anywhere you are, even if they're 6 feet away, that is the new I'm giving you a dirty look. It's like you just dropped an F-bomb, seriously. The Senate unanimously passed the $2 trillion coronavirus bill with cash giveaway as well. So that's the good news. The bad news is what you heard from Cuomo. 13 patients died in the past 24 hours at a New York City hospital, and the numbers are ugly as they keep, you know, going up. So the concern is obviously very, very high in some of these hot zones, and where it turns and what happens next and what we can do. And it's not just, oh, it's people at assisted living, although 94 people in the New Jersey nursing home are presumed positive for COVID-19. Their workers, the people that were helping them, their aides, a lot of them got sick too. They're being moved, and it's a disastrous, disastrous situation. No masks, no gloves, no service is what a lot of people are saying in certain areas, because they are scared to death of getting it. Who else has it? The Prince Charles tested positive for COVID-19 at 71. The palace confirmed it, so you got to think about it. He's next in line to become the king of England, and he's got COVID-19. So there are known people. We people gasped when they heard the beloved Tom Hanks and his wife Rita Wilson got it weeks and weeks ago, remember, in Australia, and now, of course, it's gotten so, so much worse, and the stories are incredibly sad, and there are younger people that are also getting infected with this. This show is not going to be all doom and gloom. We want to lift you up, and thanks to the graciousness of Mark Savard, who was going to be on earlier, but I goofed the time up. He's coming. I'll take him anytime I get him. He's coming up in our next segment, and he does comedy hypnosis. Incredibly, incredibly talented. out of Vegas. And normally we wouldn't be talking to Mark because he would be in the middle of shows, and his shows are jam-packed. It's not just Vegas. He's been all over the tube and everywhere else in between. I've actually seen Mark perform. I was thinking about this the other day, and I am fascinated by anybody who can just do it the way he does with that whole hypnosis thing. So he's also performed on cruise ships, and he knows, you know, you look at the dangers of cruise ships, and he knows what happens on cruise ships, and we certainly have seen what happened on cruise ships. The cruise line is just tanking, all the cruise lines, but we've seen what's happened, and I call them, you know, floating petri dishes. And when I was in Grenada at a virologist convention, I broadcast, if you all remember, maybe 5 or 6 years ago from there, and some of the most brilliant virologists were there, and it blew my mind what they were showing me, and they talked to me about the cruise ships, because actually there were some cruise ships coming in, and in Grenada they were telling me just how important that that is to the economy, to prop up the economy, the people that were coming in there. But of course the concern is, what are they bringing with them? So like I mentioned, the numbers are not good, but it's going to get worse before it gets better, and we certainly know that. Louisiana is unfortunately one of those places. My heart goes out to my pals at WGSO 990 AM. They carry the show, and they've carried it for a while now, and just great people, always rolling out the red carpet when I go to New Orleans. So we are absolutely, of course, in a crisis, and they've seen it. They've seen the crunch, and so they know in trying to combat this, you see the frustrations of the governor and the fact that they might have to figure out, because this is going to be what they're calling the epicenter of the South, they're going to have to figure out what are they going to do with this impact on so many people. And part of the reason is because it's the biggest city in Louisiana, it's the party city, and it's the place where people want to see, come, experience the culture, the food. And they were just there for Carnival. You know, they were there to celebrate. They were there for Mardi Gras. And this is where the belief is, because you had so many people that came in there, that you've had, unfortunately, that uptick in the coronavirus. And, you know, more than 1,000 people plus have it. And you think of also, I was thinking about this today, the homeless population there is really, really large. The last time that I was in New Orleans, I noticed that because of the weather, etc. I'm not surprised. And they're talking about, how do you keep safe, just like any other serious illnesses like SARS and MERS, etc., that I mentioned. So they've got 1,000, these are the latest numbers just sent to me right now, just text to me, 1,795 cases, 65 deaths, more than 2,000 tests completed, because part of that is the whole testing, and when do people get tested, and when should they go to the doctor. And of course there's a stay-at-home order for all of Louisiana because of COVID-19 until mid-April. Stay safe, everybody. All right, Mark Savard, drum roll please, coming up next here on this show. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Hit the road, Jack, and don't come back no more.
No more, no more, no more.
Hit the road, Jack, and don't come back no more.
Now what'd you say?
Hit the road, Jack, and don't come back no more.
All right. We are so lucky to have this next guest joining us. Mark Savard is so incredibly talented. Comedy hypnosis. Right now we wouldn't have him because he would be too busy at Planet Hollywood and be wowing people all over the place with his brand of hypnotics, I'm going to call it. He is incredibly talented. And I realized after I had talked to somebody in his organization that I had seen Mark because I used to live in Vegas. So without further ado, let's introduce him to the masses. Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for having me on, Kate.
So we gotta start off here. How do you get into this line of work? When you're a kid, do you like to make things disappear? Do you like to make people fall asleep? How do you do it?
Well, it's not something that you go to the high school counselor and it's one of the choices that they offer you. It's not like that at all. Believe it or not, I was actually trying to get into med school and in college, and then I saw a hypnotist show at the local nightclub, and I was fascinated how someone could use the power of words to modify someone else's behavior. So I really began researching just kind of on my own for my own curiosity. My friends got wind of it. And they said, hey, why don't you hypnotize us? So being in college with a whole bunch of college friends, the answer to that was absolutely. And I hypnotized them, and sure enough, it worked. And then here I am 26 years later and still haven't chosen it as a career. It's kind of happened to me.
So after 26 years, I mean, you've been in front of thousands and thousands of people. You've been on the tube all over the place, on all the big networks, all of that. And as I watch you and I remember seeing you, I think people, a lot of people, want to double dog dare you. Like, oh, yeah, this guy, you have some of those, what I call them, arm folders. No way is this happening to me. Do you love those challenges?
Well, there's something to be said about that in order to be hypnotized, it's not something that I can do against your will. So you have to be a willing participant. So anyone who crosses their arms and says, you just try to hypnotize me, I bet you can't. They're usually right, because it has to be, you know, hypnosis is an internal process. They have to follow along with the instructions I'm giving them, and then they can easily enter hypnosis at that point. That doesn't mean that someone who isn't sort of afraid of hypnosis by saying, oh, I don't want you to hypnotize me, or you can't hypnotize me, is their way of saying, I'm actually afraid that you might be able to hypnotize me. And there's a slight difference in the two. And someone who is, what I'm mentioning, the latter, of course, can be hypnotized. And I love it when they participate on stage and they never thought they could be, and they end up being the star of the show.
Yeah, I've seen that before. So your first break, that's always the best, right? What was your first big break?
Well, I actually got a hockey team wanted me to perform for their year-end party, and they called me and they said, hey, do you want to do a show for us? And I'm like, well, I don't really do shows. And I'm like, no, just the way you do with your, you know, because, well, I said, how'd you hear about us? Well, there's a friend of a cousin's of a former roommate that was at your apartment when you were doing some hypnosis, and we want you just to do that. So I charged them $150, and I drove 5 hours one way to the place where that they were located, did the show, drove 5 hours back, and it was a huge success. And that first year, while I was going to college, I did 6 shows. The next year, 52. The year after that, 115. And then I called my parents and said, hey, I'm quitting college. I'm not going to be a doctor. I'm going to be an entertainer. And obviously, they were not pleased with this news. But now, 26 years later, they're my biggest fans, so it all worked out.
There you go. I love that they're your biggest fans. All right, so tell us about the comedy part of that, because that's unusual. You know, people use hypnosis in different ways. I don't have to tell you that, but I love the fact that comedy is mixed into this.
Well, I mean, there's two types of hypnosis, really. There's the hypnotherapy side, you know, sports performance, peak performance, or stop smoking, or weight loss, or, you know, any type of therapy that involves the mind and human behavior. The other side of it is like a public demonstration of hypnotic phenomenon mixed in with the comedy, or even just, like I say, some kind of demonstration. And in order for hypnotherapy to have survived or to have grown to what it is now, public demonstrations of hypnosis needed to happen. Performers, stage hypnotists basically paved the way for hypnotherapy to exist. So they kind of do work really hand in hand. And ironically enough, I actually do both.
Wow. I mean, it's fascinating. And you've done a lot of different things in your career. One of the things that you've done is you have performed on cruise ships, and we see what's happening to the cruise industry. What was it like for you performing on cruises? And we certainly know that other viruses and things have happened on cruise ships.
Well, I mean, as far as the performance aspect of it, it's such a great place to perform because people are, you know, for a better lack of terms, trapped in confined in one spot. So they all come to the shows. They all want to be entertained, and the crowds are fantastic, and the shows are great, and it is a whole lot of fun. But you're also, you know, as you mentioned, with the, you know, the viruses that are traveling around, you're also confined, and you're emotionally in a different headspace. Unlike Vegas, for example, if something were to happen in Vegas, when we're performing and there's shows up and down the strip and a virus breaks out, you can leave town. You just get in your car and you go home. Well, that can't happen on a cruise ship. You are confined to the spot until the next time you can port. So there's a whole different mentality of what happens when these types of breakouts, as far as viruses are concerned. It really does kind of affect the human psyche a lot more than there's a freedom that's sort of lost, is basically what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And so for you, you're there in Vegas, and it's your home. And what is it like to live with, like all of us, this uncertainty, but to see the, and I was a Vegas person, to see the strip just bare, just dark, and people not working?
A few days ago, I actually drove up and down the strip and shot a video of it and put it on my YouTube channel. And it is almost eerie. Unlike, I mean, a lot like other cities in this country, you know, they're all ghost towns right now. There's nobody on the streets. But Vegas, it's very strange because at any hour of any day, there was always people. You could drive at 8 p.m., midnight, even 4 a.m. There's still bumper-to-bumper traffic and people walking up and down the strip. They don't exist anymore. They're gone. And it is such an eerie feeling. I would have never in a million years thought that I didn't even know the casinos actually had door locks on them because they never locked the doors. They're open 24 hours from the time they're open until the time they demolish the building to replace it with a new one. So it is really mind-boggling to see that this would happen. And it's funny because as a performer, you know, you always think to yourself, well, what happens if, you know, the casino gets sold or the theater gets closed or I lose my show? Well, I can go back to touring or I can go perform on cruise ships or I can perform in the college circuit or I can perform at fairs and festivals or large venues or medium-sized theaters. But everything turns off at once in this type of a crisis. And many people across the country, you know, have the same feeling right now where everything just shuts down. And, it feels emotionally, a little uncertain, and I can understand how, you know, the stress level goes up for people in this type of a scenario, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy. All right, so promise me next time that I come to Vegas, because all of this eventually is going to go away, and it's going to be like a dream, a sad dream, and then we move on, and we'll be neutralized from it. Promise me you'll show me how to hypnotize somebody when I come there.
It's ironic that you asked that because I actually teach classes on hypnosis, and you don't have to be a hypnotist or you don't have to want to be a hypnotist. I teach the general public on how to do hypnosis. I mean, from anybody who wants to learn about their subconscious, how it works with human behavior. So if you have any doubts that I can't teach you how to hypnotize, hypnosis is so easy to learn. I mean, I could teach my 7-year-old how to hypnotize.
Nice.
It is not difficult. It's a scientific process, and that means I can teach you.
All right, so we go to marksavard.com/training, by the way, and you can do it online. That's so cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yep, but we're doing it in person, and we're going to film it, and we're going to pump it out all over the place. He did it! I love it. Mark, thank you so much for hanging with us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Anytime.
All right, so how about that? What would that be like, driving down the strip, and, you know, there it is. It's not the strip that we all know. In fact, the last time I was in Vegas last year, it was so jammed, of course, because now it's bigger, badder, better. And even when I lived there, it was like that. And I liked it. I mean, it was, everybody came to see me. I've talked about this on the air before. Everybody that ever met me came to see me. And to have my mind imagine that is just crazy. But check Mark out. He is so, so talented. Rick Cerrone is coming up next. We're talking a little Yankees and baseball. No opening day. What?
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate is very close to passing a coronavirus relief bill. During a coronavirus briefing at the White House, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said help is on the way.
We have an economic program of tax incentives to retain workers. And as the president said, we have enhanced unemployment insurance for people don't fit into these two programs that will be administered through the states. We also have economic impact payments. These will be within the next 3 weeks, direct payments into most people's deposit accounts. And for those that don't have it, we will be having the checks in the mail.
Wall Street investors were unsure about the package. The Dow is up 495 points, the S&P up 28, and the NASDAQ down 33. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome to the show, Rick Cerrone. He's the editor-in-chief of Baseball Digest. He has quite a resume. He was the VP of Public Relations for the Pittsburgh Pirates from 87 to 93 and the Senior Director of Media Relations from 1996 through 2006 for the New York Yankees, right when I was on the air at WFAN. And he probably doesn't remember this, but he was very nice to me the few times that we had any kind of interaction. So how about that, Rick? You probably don't even remember.
Kate, don't underestimate me. You are unforgettable. Of course I remember you.
Okay, so I have to
it was
start
like,
there.
Thank God it's Kate calling and not some of the other people that could be.
Especially some of those, and they were my buddies, and
yeah,
still are, some of the writers. Yeah, some of the writers.
I met the people at FAN.
Yeah, Mark Chernoff, he was awful.
No, he's the best.
He is, boy. I'll tell you what, it's funny for people out there. This is some inside baseball. He gave me my first break. I got rejected just a ton of times, and he gave me my first break, so I love
him. No, he's done a lot for me as well. He's an unsung hero.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Sadly, we could be talking about baseball and having been at spring training, but no baseball. What's the latest you hear of when we could possibly have baseball back?
Well, I'm not hearing much because not much is coming out, but I will tell you, Kate, that I know that good people at Major League Baseball, they're looking at, you know, every possible scenario. They're looking at, what if we can start on this date? Okay, what if it's this date? What do we need to do to get ready? Maybe we need more time if it's June 1st and not May 1st. So they're looking at all the scenarios, and they've got them. They've got the 162-game season. They've got the 154 games, the 144. Hopefully not less, but they're working out all the scenarios, and they'll be ready when it's time.
You know, one of the things I heard, and I didn't know if this was a crazy rumor or not, you think of the days in the calendar, just double up, and so more double headers. If it started in June, you just throw out more double headers. Might be tough for the players, but I like double headers. For fans, it could be kind of cool.
Well, I think you almost assuredly will have double headers, whether they be straight double headers or split double headers. But you can only have so much without putting the players at risk. And if you look at the calendar, you know, just lop off the first 2 months and see how many games you lose. How many can you make up and get to 162? So, you know, I'm prepared for a lesser schedule. I think they might even have to rework the schedule and introduce a new schedule, because if you look at it, the first 10 games of the season, I've only looked at a couple of teams, but the Astros and the Angels play 7 times in the first 10 games. In the first 21 games, they play 10 times. So I don't think you can knock the Angels and the Astros down to 9 games when they're division rivals while you're playing another division rival perhaps 15 to 19 times. So there may have to be some retooling of the actual schedule rather than just, because everybody's talking about, we pick up on a certain date and we go from there. That at some point might not be feasible.
Yeah, that's what I think, because we just don't know. We're living with the big question mark. So I mentioned it, you know, you worked obviously for the Yankees, and George Steinbrenner, what a character. I would have had a different relationship being in the media when I knew George. But what was it like working for George Steinbrenner?
Very challenging, Kate. But you know what? If it was easy, everyone would do it. You know, I took great pride in that. I mean, I survived, you know, 11 years, and he never fired me. He talked me into not quitting a few times. But you know, one time he was going to do something that was absolutely crazy, and I said, well, if you're going to do that, sir, I think you're going to need a new director of media relations. And he said, yeah, you're probably right, and he hung up the phone. And I went home, and I told my wife, she said, I think what you should do is just go back to work tomorrow, like on Seinfeld. You know, when George went back to work and after telling off his boss and acted like nothing happened. Well, of course, in George's case, the boss would have none of it and told him he never wanted to see him again. But I went back the next day, and, you know, the day went by, and he called me at like 5 o'clock, and it was like nothing happened. And then I finally said, sir, I think we should talk about, you know, what happened yesterday. And he goes, oh, yeah, you're right. You know, we're not going to do that, you know. And we moved on. But it was a great challenge. I loved being around him. Other people kind of cowered when he would come down to the clubhouse, or, you know, when he would come into the office. But I loved being around him. I loved the challenge of it. And he allowed me to go right back at him. In fact, I think that's why I was successful with him, that he didn't want yes men or yes women. He wanted, and I went back at him many, many times, and a number of times put my job on the line for it. But I really treasured the time that I had with George Steinbrenner.
Yeah, for you, what was the big lore of baseball? Having played around a little bit, or just loving it, having a passion for it? What was it?
Well, I'll try to keep this short, but when I was young and started going to Yankee Stadium and was entranced by the sound of Bob Shepard, you know, going to a ball game and hearing a PA announcer for the first time and it being, quote, the voice of God, I used to look in the back of the Yankee yearbook, which I bought every year, and they would have the team behind the team. And wow, they've got accountants, they've got lawyers, they've got a director of public relations. Oh, that's the guy I keep hearing on the radio, you know, Phil Rizzuto. Oh, Bob Fischel just came into the booth, and he told us that home run by Joe Pepitone tied him for 15th place, you know, that kind of thing. So I knew I wasn't going to grow up to be Mickey Mantle, but there was no reason that I couldn't be Bob Fischel. So now I'm at Yorktown High School in Yorktown Heights, New York. I'm 15 years old. I'm a sophomore, and I'm flunking out of high school. I wouldn't get to the 11th grade. I had to take two summer courses, and my guidance counselor, Buddy Dowds, who was also the football coach, said in exasperation, "What do you see yourself doing when you're a grown-up?" Because his answer was going to be to whatever I said, his response was going to be, "Well, son, I think you're going to need a high school diploma for that. And the way you're going, it's not likely you're going to have one." Well, my answer was simple. I said, "That's easy, coach. I'm the public relations director of the New York Yankees." And his response was to make me the PR director of his football team, of the high school football team, if I could get and keep my grades up. So we were the only high school football team in the state, maybe in the country, that had a media guide. We actually had a media guide because I knew that we had a game on the radio once in a while, and the poor announcer, the great Jerry Desmond, who had no idea of how to pronounce the quarterback's name, Timmy Klemchuk or whoever else, and he didn't know anything about them. So how could he do a broadcast? So that's where I got started, and 25 years after that, when I got the Yankee job, after doing a lot of other things, obviously, the first call I made from my office at Yankee Stadium was to Coach Dowds, and I said to him when he picked up the phone at Yorktown High School, I said, "Coach, remember that time when I sat in your office and you told me there was more to life than the New York Yankees?" And he said, "Yes, I remember that day." And I said, "Well, Coach, now there ain't, because I'm sitting in my office, I'm looking out at the field," and he basically started crying, and you know, we laugh at that to this day. So,
wow,
that's my story, Kate, and I'm sticking to it.
I love it. That's a great story. One of the other things that you had a chance to do, and I think the listeners will find this super interesting, is because I am in sports on the other side, like you, on the media side, and I have been around the Yankees and other baseball teams and football, et cetera, and all of that. What's really cool to me is that you also got to be a consultant on The Natural. I think that's one of the all-time best baseball movies. What was
Thank
that experience
you.
Like?
Oh, it was unbelievable. And you know what? If you don't think there's a God, then, you know, how did that happen? I'm in my first year at the commissioner's office, and this phone call gets directed to me. How that happened, I don't know. But there was a movie producer calling up about doing a movie with Robert Redford, The Natural. Okay, you have my attention. Are you familiar with the book? Oh, absolutely. Well, I had heard of the book, but I never read it like most people in the country. And told me what he was doing, and he said, "But we're not taking any shortcuts. This is going to be different." Because in previous movies, you know, when you cut to the game action, they just bought footage. And sometimes it didn't even match up. Like in Fear Strikes Out, about Jimmy Pearsall, he's hitting an inside-the-park home run. And when they cut to the actual game footage, the runner shakes hands with the third base coach. I mean, and that's just one example of how bad baseball movies were in terms of reality. And he was telling me that this was a fictitious team in the actual National League in 1939. And I said, "Well, all the players will have to wear the centennial patch because that's what they wore. It was the 100th anniversary of professional baseball." And he said, "I think you're our guy. Are you interested?" And I got my bosses to approve it. I couldn't accept any money. I did get a New York Knights jacket, and I did get but what's the value of having your name in the credits of The Natural?
Huh.
But it was great. They gave me a lot of impact. I remember going up there for a weekend to watch some of the filming in Buffalo, which was a godsend that they found War Memorial Stadium, because it looked like a real major league park that no one was really familiar with. Yeah. And I get in the shuttle, and there's these two gentlemen there, Wilfred Brimley and Richard Farnsworth, two veteran character actors who could not have been nicer. And I noticed that they've both got big, thick mustaches. So I get to the set and I see, you know, my contact there, Mark Johnson, who went on to win the Academy Award for Rain Man. And he wanted me to, every detail, "Yeah, if you see something wrong, you let us know." I'm like, "Well, your manager and his coach both have mustaches." I said, "They didn't wear mustaches in 1939. And he kind of put his arm on my shoulder, looked at me, said, "Yeah, you're right about that." He goes, "Here, I got an idea. You go tell them to shave their mustache." I said, "Okay, point well taken."
Rick Cerrone, editor-in-chief of Baseball Digest, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Great, Kate. Let's do it again, okay?
Definitely. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Kate.
Tebow Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tebow Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, we're going to go to the mailbag, plus take your calls, 855-266-5283. Let's go to Pete in the great state of Texas. Hey, Pete, thanks for hanging through. What's up?
Oh, here we go. Oh, man. Do you know in 9 months we're going to have all these little coronials beating around? The next generation.
We are. We are. You're absolutely right. People that are bored that have to look at their spouse and then look what happens. Yeah.
And then you're going to, how do you get a haircut?
Oh, yeah.
Do you go to your barber?
I don't know.
Oh, no. And then I live on a lake, and you know, the crappie are starting to bite, so that's a good thing. I'm just trying to come up with ideas. Everybody ought to go fishing. Everybody just get outside and hang out. Don't get near each other. Just go hang out. Go do something outside. And now we get your vitamin D. Get you some vitamin D. Get that sunshine on you. You know, and relax. Chill out. Calm down. That's what I'm doing.
I love it. I love it. We need to get you a shirt that says, crappy, chill out. That's what it equals. I love your suggestion. I like fishing. You're right. It's relaxing. So good for you that you're there on a lake. That's exactly what I do. Drop a line, have fun, and you. I mean, this is life.
Drink
anything
a Corona.
Can happen.
Drink a Corona. Big bang.
I just got some today.
Attaboy, girl. Attaboy, girl. That's good.
I really did. That's my favorite. I got some today. And that's the first thing Paulie said. He said, oh, you got the Corona when you went out. I said, yeah. I love it. I love your ideas. I love your ideas, Pete. You're right. I mean, again, it may be the end of the world as we knew it before, but there are plenty of things to be grateful for, and you got to look at those silver linings.
I've been living like this for about 15 years, and y'all are finally going to catch up. It's a good life. Y'all will enjoy it. You really will. But
I love it.
Y'all take care out there in the wide, big world. Get outside and get some sunshine. Hell,
all right, so wise words from Pete. Pete, thanks, coming out of the bunker to tell us this is it. The simple life is the thing. What about living a simple life instead of making it so bloody complicated? Somebody else said something similar to Pete to me today. Somebody in New York said, you know, I have a feeling that this is a sign from above that we need to slow the H down and that this is the thing, to look around, to breathe in life, because we're not doing it. We have our faces in our phones, we're shooting pictures, selfies of what our life is, and what would it be like to just sort of live, breathe, and take it all in and go back to something much, much simpler. Well, people are finding what it's like to be with their loved ones for a longer period of time, and that's why the cabin fever is kicking in for so many, because they're not used to having everybody underfoot, whether it's, you know, children, the rest of their family, whatever it might be. No matter the size of the house, I suppose, unless you live in just a giant mansion, there is going to be some of that. Here's what I say, because we have authors on this show all the time. Everybody knows that's my thing anyway. My dad, who died, you know, right when I was 8, he was a writer, and I knew him a little, but what's cool for me is to go back and read what he wrote, and I have all of that, and I like to read, and that's like the house I grew up in. You know, you would, once a year they had the big shindig at the library, and they had the Scholastic books out, and you could pick a bunch of books, and it was my favorite time. And guess what? A lot of those novels and cool stories that I don't have time for, now can I find time for that like the rest of you, carve out some time to actually read? And again, this is why that's one of my pushes about authors, because I think everybody has a story anyway, whether it's one that's incredibly inventive in their mind, whether it's one that's useful, or something that's just absolutely spectacular. Who knows? You know, there's all kinds of different stories certainly in the mix. All right, mailbag. This one is from Mac, who says, hi, Kate. I feel like I'm being a nuisance emailing you constantly, but I wondered if, because I have a cousin that lives in Salt Lake City, if you knew anything about that earthquake. They said they had an earthquake today. Yeah, and it was 5.7. A bunch of people I know in Utah were posting pictures about that. It knocked out power. It shook up some buildings. There was homes that lost electricity, like 73,000 homes lost their electricity. You had the international airport stopped down for a while. The control tower and concourses were evacuated. And you saw that some buildings were actually affected by it, or parts of the building actually had crumbled. And then there were people in Colorado and Idaho and Wyoming and Nevada even saying, yeah, we felt a little bit of a rattler. And that earthquake hit early in the morning. So some people were up or getting up 7 o'clock in the morning. And since I felt one of these things, it was not 5.7, it was a little bit more than that, but I wasn't close to the epicenter. They said their homes were shaking for 10 to 15 seconds. It is very strange when you go through that. Thanks for pointing that out. I think that was another story that kind of lost because of COVID-19 and what we're, you know, what we're always talking about. All right, and then this one is from Brad. Kate, I heard you talking about taxes. Is it true about delaying the tax payments for a couple of months or so? Yeah, the IRS is going to delay the April 15th payment. So if you have to pay, you'll get 90 days. I mean, you still file the taxes, but everything that you would owe, the penalties, all that other kind of stuff, you can defer it for 90 days. So that's good. I mean, if you're getting a refund, of course you want that. So you want to file and get the refund. But otherwise, take advantage of that, because that gives you a little bit of a time to breathe, because you may be losing business in the interim. So many people are losing jobs and losing business. It's crippling to small business, which is why it's great that there's loans that are being made available and other ways for people to figure out how can I stretch this and make this work for the next 6 months or more. It's just that question mark. We don't know how long it's going to be. And by the way, we had this from Jack, who says, what's going on with the markets? And the markets are like a roller coaster, but mostly the roller coaster is going down and it's not dipping back up because of what we're seeing. So the Dow lost nearly all of its gains so far. Investors are retreating. They fear this economic damage from the pandemic. So once again, the Dow tumbles again and again and again. So the stocks collapsed on Wednesday, more than 1,300 points. And, you know, it's the first time the blue chip average, they call it, so the big companies, has closed below 20,000 since February 2nd, 2017. So most all the gains since the president was inaugurated have been wiped out. And, of course, global markets, it's completely volatile in the last couple of weeks. And now we see other things that would affect it, you know, transportation chaos and economies in trouble, the border between Canada and the U.S. closing for non-essential travel, and that affects a lot, where you would see people going back and forth a lot more. It's all starting to settle in, the reality, and it definitely hurts small businesses, which I'm such a huge advocate and a small business owner. So I'm a huge advocate for small businesses and for all the people put to work by a small business. The music means I got to get off the stage. Thanks to you, and that tall guy in the back, Pete, too. You can always hit me up, Kate Delaney Radio. com. Mahalo, everybody.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.